Well, today I have a pretty straightforward episode for you all about how to create a perfect Bible study atmosphere. This is a perfect episode for you to hop in on if you have been kind of stagnant in your Bible study time, if you are kind of needing a little shot in the arm, a little breath of fresh air, or a little infusion to your morning Bible study routine. Here are four steps for creating a perfect Bible study atmosphere that is really going to be inspirational and hopefully motivational for you today. So let's get into it. Welcome to Generate Joy, a podcast for women ready to discover their unique God-given purpose and step into a life of freedom, focus, and fulfillment. Hi, I'm Amy Davis, certified CBT life coach and Christian mentor. Every week, I'm bringing you biblical strategies and tactical practicals for spiritual growth, mindset mastery, and more. I want to help you get inspired, unstuck, boost your confidence, and start building a life you love. I want to help you stay faithful to God and learn how to generate the type of joy that's contagious. I know you're going to be encouraged by this episode, so let's get into it. So glad you're listening to this. Well, like I said in the intro, today I'm going to be offering you four steps for creating the perfect Bible study atmosphere. Now, spring is always a great season for a fresh start. I love swapping out home decor stuff, taking down all of my winter vibes and putting out fresh flowers and having just like pops of color everywhere. And we can do this when it comes to, you know, creating a spot in your house or in your dorm room or wherever where we can study God's word. So if you have been stuck in a rut or unmotivated to study God's word, grab a notebook and pen, and I'm going to share with you four steps for creating this atmosphere to study God's word. Now, there's nothing super spiritual about this. Honestly, this isn't like wrote out in scripture. These are just some suggestions that I want to offer you in how to make a spot that you can look forward to going, knowing that you're going to read the Bible, everything you have is there. So our goal is to eliminate the excuses that we make to ourselves to skip connecting with God through His word. Here are four steps. The first one you want to do is brainstorm. Imagine. Think up where in your home could you do your Bible study? Think about what you would want to have in this area. Would you want to have twinkle lights? Would you want to have a little cute little succulent plant? Would you want an MP3 player or earbuds? Just brainstorm out kind of the vibe you want to feel, the place you want to be. Think about the supplies that you would need, maybe a candle, some markers. A lot of people like to do the journal, Bible journaling, and have stickers and the whole bit. So think about what would be your perfect Bible study spot and what you would want to have there. Okay, the second step is to create your perfect Bible study spot. Okay, you've got a list there. You've got an idea of what it is you want to create. So now let's create it. You're going to want to clean up that area. Maybe you're going to have to dust it. Maybe you're going to have to wipe down your kitchen table and get all the crumbs off of the table. But you want to prepare this space so that in the morning when you wake up, it's ready for you. You might want to organize something. You know, you might want to have your earbuds charged. You might want to figure out what it is you're going to study. I've been offering this free 30-day reset guide on identity in Christ. So you might want to print that off, wink, wink, and use that. Have that in your area, print it off, ready to go. You might want to get a little basket and put your Bible there. You might want to have a candle, whatever it is. You want to collect all of the supplies. You want to organize and prepare your spot, and you want to make it nice and tidy. The third step is to communicate. Now, if you live by yourself, you probably can skip this step unless you wanted to call a friend and get some accountability. But if you share a space, like for me, I'm in a home with three kids and my husband. So I needed to communicate to my family, hey guys, this is where mama's going to sit to do her Bible study in the morning. So every night before you go to bed, you need to get all of your junk out of the living room, because I don't want to walk in and have to walk over three pair of Crocs and a wadded up blanket to sit down and meet with the Lord. So the kids have to clear all of their stuff out before bed. And then before I go to bed, I will set my coffee and I will clean up the living room and get it all tidy so that I am right ready for the morning. Now, another thing that I would say and communicate if you have kids or a roommate is to just say, hey, these are the supplies that I'm going to use here for my Bible study. Please don't walk by and steal my pens or scrap a piece of paper out of this, you know. So just communicate. That's what I'm going to be doing. It'll help build some accountability and you'll be able to have everything that you need there without it, you know, growing legs and running off. Okay. And the fourth step is to go sit and enjoy. Get productive. Use this space because you have created it to be an inviting environment. You have eliminated all of the distractions. You have already thought about what you're going to need when you get to sit in this spot to connect with God. So you should not be scrounging around for a piece of paper or a journal or a pen. You've got it all right there with you. So just enjoy. Just focus spending time with Jesus. Now, if you are needing a little boost, a little bumper, a little jumping off point on what to study or what to read in your Bible, I have a 30-day reset guide on your identity in Christ and discovering what God says about you. And it is perfect for helping get the cobwebs off of your mind, you know, from maybe not studying the word for a while, or maybe you're between Bible studies, or maybe you're just needing a little boost. Just hop in the show notes and download that guide. It is super easy and it is my gift to you because I want to spur you on to stay faithful to the Lord. And the best way we can do that is by being consistent with reading His word. To recap, to create your productive Bible study atmosphere, first, you're going to imagine your perfect Bible study spot. Create the best scenario possible. Second, you're going to go create it. You're going to get your twinkle lights. You're going to buy a new candle from Walmart. You're going to go get the things that you need. You're going to clean your space. You're going to get it right ready. Your third step is to communicate that with your roommates or your kids, or if you by yourself, maybe get some accountability to help you wake up and get where you want to be. And the fourth step is to go sit and enjoy. Study God's word. Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." What a great way to light up your day, focusing on the word of God, the word of truth. Focusing on what the true things are that God says about you and how you can be useful and encouraging and loving and all of the things to others throughout your day. It's awesome. Well, that wraps up this episode. I hope you've been encouraged. If you would like to hear more stuff like this, more content like this, email me. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear how Generate Joy has been encouraging you, impacting you. So don't be shy. Send me some email. I'd love to get email. And I hope you have an awesome rest of your week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Generate Joy. If you know somebody who might benefit and be encouraged by this episode, go ahead and share the podcast with them. And it really does help other people find Generate Joy if you leave a starred review or a comment. So if you have 2 seconds, just scroll down to the bottom of wherever you're listening to your podcast right now and leave me a starred review. It would really bless me big to hear what you're thinking about Generate Joy and help the podcast be found by more women who are wanting to grow in their faith. All right, friend, have an awesome rest of your week.